Hello, my name is Yuki Abe. The title of my talk is Power and Performance Analysis of GPU Accelerated Systems. This work is done in collaboration with Hiroshi from our lab, Martin, my co-advisors Inoue and Murakami, and Professor Kato from Nagoya University. Now let me start my presentation. Now I will proceed to the explanation of our background. The GPUs are highly parallel architecture which have a high peak performance. In addition, there is a performance gap between GPUs and traditional CPUs. This figure is this phenomenon. Currently, GPUs are used for general purpose computing, such as science simulation, financial simulation, and autonomous driving. By taking advantage of the high performance of GPUs. As I explained in the previous slide, GPUs have high performance. However, the power consumption of GPUs is compared to or even higher than that of CPUs. This figure shows that its vertical axis expresses TDP, and the horizontal line shows when the GPUs was fabricated. There is a high demand for reducing the power consumption of GPUs. In order to reduce the power consumption of GPUs, we consider applying the dynamic voltage and frequency scaling, or DVFS for short. DVFS is a popular way to reducing the power consumption of GPU. DVFS reduces the power consumption by setting low-level voltage and frequency at the expense of degrading performance. The effect of DVFS on GPU is not obvious. We try to answer these two questions through this study. The first one is whether the CPU DVFS on frequency scaling effective the GPU accelerated systems. And the second is whether the GPU frequency scaling effective for GPU accelerating systems. We analyze the power consumption on a real system, which has a CPU and GPUs. Here is our experimental environment. We use NVIDIA GPUs and Intel CPUs. OS is React kernel. We use three benchmarks from Rodinia and one micro benchmark, which is matrix multiplication. This table shows the available frequency settings of the CPU and GPU. Note that GPU has two clock domains, core and memory. Every clock domain has two clock levels, low and high. We use two GPU runtimes and drivers. One is NVIDIA proprietary software, which can change GPU frequency by modifying the BIOS file. When changing GPU clocks, the GPU is required to be reloaded the driver. In other words, NVIDIA proprietary software cannot do DVFS on GPUs at the moment. The other one is GDEV. GDEV is an open source runtime and driver. GDEV allows the system to change GPU frequency dynamically at runtime through the Linux block file system interface. GDEV can do DVFS on a GPU. But the GPU memory frequency is fixed 135 MHz at the moment. We confirm that NVIDIA proprietary software and GDEV has the same trend with respect to the performance and power consumption when changing the GPU clocks. We use both the driver and runtimes, NVIDIA proprietary software and GDEV for the experiment. We measure power consumption by using power meter of Yokogawa WT1600. This power meter can measure the voltage and electric current from power plug of the total system every 15 milliseconds. This picture shows this digital power meter. We plugged in power plug of GPU accelerated system as shown in this blue circle. For the first experiment, we investigated the impact of CPU DBFS on a GPU accelerated system. We compared two frequency settings, which are CPU high and CPU low. GPU's core clock is set to high level when the GPU is execution are CUDA kernel. In idle state, both the GPU and CPU clocks are always downscaled to the low level. We use three benchmarks from Rodinia: Hardware, Thread, Hotspot. We choose three benchmarks because these are real workloads which stress both CPU and GPU. This figure shows the normalized performance execution time and normalized energy. The bars are normalized by CPU high. Please pay attention to left graph, which shows the normalized execution time. Hardware is GPU intense workload. Hotspot is a CPU intense workload. Thread is a middle. The execution time is increasing for CPU low, which is natural. However, the energy consumption also increasing for every benchmark. Because supply voltage also reduces, the result is counterintuitive, which have almost never seen in CPU-only system. We will explain the result in the next slide. The energy consumption of the CPU must be reduced by DBFS. However, the total energy increased as we have seen in previous slide. One possible reason is the idle power consumption of GPU is significant such that increases GPU energy consumption was larger than reducing the energy consumption of that of CPU. We analyze the power consumption in idle states for CPU and GPU. CPU in this figure shows the result without GPU. Sorry. We can see the idle power consumption of GPU is much larger than that of CPU. Therefore, we can say that the CPU is a weak factor in terms of power consumption, and it is no use applying DBFS to CPUs on GPU accelerated systems. The second experiment shows the impact of the changing GPU's frequency. We compare four settings shown here. Choose either high and low clocks for the core and memory. The CPU clock is always in downscale to low because the CPU execution or only a small part of workload. We use matrix multiplication, which is a GPU intensive workload. We use two inputs, small and large. These figures show the normalized execution time and normalized energy consumption. The bars are normalized by the mem high and core high configuration. When input size is small, the program is core bound because there is almost no memory accesses. Therefore, memory clocks can be downscaled, retaining the performance and reducing the energy consumption of this system. We can see here the energy consumption can be reduced by 28%, while the performance degradation is only 1%. When the input is large, the program becomes both core and memory bound. because there exists both computation and memory access in the kernel. Because of that, GPU, both memory and core clocks can be not be downscaled, retaining the performance. We can see that for mem low and core low setting. The performance degree, as we can see from the left figure, and the energy consumption increasing, as can be seen from the right. This is again because of the high idle power consumption of CPU, GPU. To conclude, we performed a power and performance analysis of GPU accelerated system. We learned that CPU is a big factor for energy saving of GPU accelerated systems. Also, we shown that voltage and frequency scaling of the GPU can reduce the power consumption, retaining the performance if it can be appropriately scaled. Thank you for your attention. I'll be happy to take any question. I will with the application if you could say ask very slowly. Sorry.
So you're saying that the GPU has what, a 40 watt idle power, is that right? Or is that 84 the GPU idle power? That's the combined?
Combined, CPU and GPU power. Total system power, this one. So
is that the full system, so that includes board electronics and everything, not just the?
We could not count GPU.
Separate.
Only GPU power.
Okay.